Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. And we're going to talk about overcoming satanic strategy. We must understand what the enemy will try to do. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." The enemy is Satan. He's the thief, and he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That tells you something. All of the stealing, killing, and destruction, physically, mentally, financially, socially, any aspect of life, has been a work of the enemy. Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Jesus brings forth health. He brings forth peace. He brings forth prosperity. He brings forth his blessing in your life. Now, in Romans chapter 8, in verse 35, the Bible says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Who is the who wants to separate us from the love of Christ? That's the enemy, Satan. How does he do this? He uses tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, any means in order to try to do this. And he considers us as sheep for the slaughter. But Romans 8:37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." You and I are more than conquerors, and we're going to rise up and overcome the enemy. He goes on in verse 38 and says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 11, the Bible says that we're to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That shows you that the devil has his wiles, his tricks, his strategies arrayed against you. You and I are going to put on the whole armor of God through the Word in us, and then we'll be able to stand steadfast. But we must understand his tricks, his wiles, his strategies arrayed against us. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 11, it talks about not being ignorant of his devices, lest Satan should get an advantage of us. This is the case where the Corinthian church was slow to forgive the man who had repented of the incestual activity and wanted to be restored to fellowship. They were slow to forgive them, and Paul was coming to correct them so that they would forgive. Otherwise, Satan would have an advantage of him. And he goes on and says, "We are not ignorant of his devices." This shows you that the devil will look for any means to try to get to you in your life so that you give place to him. All of his wiles, all of his tricks, all of his strategies are designed to get you out of the Spirit, out of the Word of God, into the flesh, into the ways of the world, into sin, anything that will yield to him to allow him to bring destruction against you. In Luke chapter 8, we see the parable of the sower. The sower sowing the word in the heart so it can produce fruit. In Luke chapter 8, verse 12, it says, "Those by the wayside are they that hear, then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved." That shows you the devil's design is to bring temptations against you and to take the word out of your heart. In this case, he was able to take it out because they didn't understand it, so they couldn't resist his temptations. They wouldn't walk in line with the word of God, and he would be able to take the word out of their heart. And then in Luke 8:13, it says, "They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away," which means to stand away. Here, they receive the word of God, and they believe for a while, but then the temptation comes, and the temptations that the enemy brings will be affliction, pressure from within, or persecution, something from without, and it's trying to get you to back off the word so he can take the word out of your heart. If he can't be successful with that, he'll come and bring cares of this world, deceitfulness of riches, or lusts of other things, or pleasures of this life. And if they can enter in, it will choke the word, so you and it is unfruitful. That's why we've got to be wise. We've got to get understanding as we study the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit, of course, will open the eyes of our understanding and take that word and write it in our heart and our mind. And we've got to be ready to resist the temptations of the enemy. That's why we got to watch and pray so we don't enter into the temptation. And you're going to resist the devil with the Word of God so you do not give place to him to take the word out of your heart. We must also always cast our cares upon the Lord and not let the cares of the world come in and choke the word. Also, the deceitfulness of riches. Don't look at anything as a source outside of the Lord. He is your total source. And don't be following after the lusts of other things or the pleasures of this life. That is the devil's design to deceive you away from walking in line with the truth and following the Lord. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, we see it says, "The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field, which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" You know, the devil comes to confront the Word of God, try to get you to doubt it. Hath God said? He's trying to get you not to believe God's Word. Of course, you got to know God's Word. If you don't know it, then you won't be able to stand against his lies. That's why you've got to have the Word ready to speak forth, to resist the temptations of the enemy. And in verse 2, the woman said unto the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." You know, it's not recorded anywhere in the Word of God that he said that you couldn't touch it. He just said that you weren't supposed to eat of it. And so she didn't have the Word of God straight in her. Well, when the devil sees that you don't have the Word of God straight because she had added to the Word of God and didn't have things quite right. Now, the serpent said unto the woman, "You shall not surely die." He knew he could deceive her. And the truth is, if you don't know the Word of God, the devil will be able to deceive you. You'll be an easy candidate to be deceived. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 14, it said, "The woman was deceived and the man was not." So the serpent said to the woman, "You shall not surely die. For God doth know in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." Well, when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Here we see the woman was moved by what she saw. She got into the natural, into the senses, because the devil wants you to always get into the senses and start observing what you see, and also that it was pleasant to the eyes, meaning it was something that was pleasing in the natural, and then appealing to the mind of a tree to be desired to make one wise, so that you would think that you're going to get more wisdom if you partake of this. And then, of course, she fell for the temptation, took of the fruit, and did eat, and gave to her husband who was with her, and he did eat. Now, he knew exactly what was going on, as he was in the sin because he was not deceived. It shows you how the devil will try to work at you. He works through deception. Over in 1 Chronicles chapter 21 and verse 1, the Bible says, "Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel." That shows you that the enemy's strategy will be to stand up against you. Israel's a type of the church, so the devil will come at you and stand up against you, and he'll try to provoke you to do something that God does not want you to do. That's why you got to be ready to resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Or to be sober, that means to have a sound mind. And to be vigilant, that means to be watchful. Therefore, God wants you to have a sound mind in line with the Word, and to be watchful so you don't give place to him, because the devil is walking about, and he is seeking whom he may devour. He's as a roaring lion, because what a lion does, he tries to get his prey in fear, so they'll come out from hiding so he can pounce upon them. Well, the devil wants to get you off of the Word of God, so you come out from walking in the ways of the Spirit, so that he can have an opportunity to bring destruction and devour you. In Luke chapter 22 and verse 31, the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren." Here it says Satan has desired. The word desired actually means demanded. He is demanded to have you that he may sift you as wheat. He wants to bring destruction against you. But Jesus said, I prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. That tells you that the way you're going to overcome the enemy is through your faith. At the same time, that also tells you that it's possible that your faith could fail if you do not act upon the Word of God with your faith and overcome the enemy, because we're to resist him steadfast in the faith. Now, your faith would fail if you don't activate it. But, of course, your faith will not fail if you do what the Word says and resist the enemy steadfast in the faith. In Zechariah 3:1, it says, And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. That shows you the devil at his right hand was trying to resist him. We see somewhat of a similar scripture over in Revelation 12, verse 10, where it says, And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now has come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Satan is the one who can approach God and accuse us day and night. What does he accuse us of? He accuses us of our sins, which gives him a legal right for his spirits to come in and bring destruction against us in our life. That's why we've got to know the Word of God and be ready to deal with his attacks. In Acts 14, verse 22, the Bible says, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Remember, we're talking about entering into the kingdom of God, and we understand that the enemy has a strategy to try to stop us from entering in. The way he works is through some kind of temptation. And here it talks about tribulation. That's the same word as affliction talked about in the parable of the sower when he comes to try to get us to back off the word and stand away. Here it says, we must, through much tribulation, through much pressure or affliction, enter into the kingdom of God. That means if you're going to enter into ruling and reigning over the enemy, you are going to have to go through the pressure. Not that it overcomes you, but you're going to go through it as you overcome the enemy's attacks. You know, the Bible says the disciple is not above his master. Jesus had to overcome the devil's temptations. He was tempted in all points, yet without sin. You and I are going to have to endure temptation. And as we excel at overcoming all of the enemy's attacks that come against us, we're going to enter into the rule and the reign of God. And also remember 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 11 and 12, where it says, Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all the Lord delivered me. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. The good news is God is going to deliver you out of it. He says, But out of them all the Lord delivered me. So God will deliver you out of all of the attacks of the enemy. And as it says in verse 12, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Well, we're going to live godly. We're going to be consistent hearers and doers of the word. And we're going to enter into the rule and the reign of God. We're going to overcome the enemy because we're going to be wise to Satan's strategy. And we're going to overcome him as we resist him steadfast in the faith. Are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.